Ryan Regan, the director of e-commerce at Victory, discusses the company's carbon fiber insole product and their focus on becoming the number one sports insole in the world. Ryan shares how the product was designed and the viral marketing campaigns that propelled their growth. We've discussed Victory's direct-to-consumer business model and the importance of their main marketing channel, TikTok. Ryan shares more important information about website optimization, customization options, and the use of AI in e-commerce. Ryan also emphasizes the importance of influencer marketing and the success they have achieved through working with influencers. We've explored the challenges of selling on social media platforms and the role of teenagers and parental involvement in the purchasing journey. It is an episode packed with marketing wisdom, so let's get started. Welcome to the Ecom Pulse, your heartbeat to the world of e-commerce. I'm your host, Eitan Kotter. Join us as we meet with industry leaders, marketing experts, and the innovative minds behind the tech that is shaping the e-commerce future. So plug in, gear up, and get ready for a pulse-pounding journey into the heart of e-commerce. Ryan, how are you? Welcome to the show.
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Thank you so much for your time. Really looking forward for today's episode. It's an industry that is not common, right? It's not something that is well familiar for all people, but for many, many people and for many other industries, probably it's a very, very important part of their day-to-day life, right?
Yeah.
So
definitely.
I would love you to introduce who you are and where you're working and what are you working on these days?
Yeah, so I'm Ryan Regan. I'm the director of e-commerce at Victory. So we are a carbon fiber insole for athletes and really anybody. Right now, we're really focusing on athletes, trying to be the number one sports insole in the world, which we do believe we are. Mm-hmm. So really, it's an aerospace grade carbon fiber base plate that goes under an EVA top cover. So what this does is it helps you jump higher, land softer, run faster, and you know, some people say most importantly, it helps protect and prevent injuries. So it gives you a nice, firm, stable base that you can push and cut on. And also, like I said, it's helping you land softer. Like it's absorbing your impact and your energy like a spring.
Wow. I'm really impressed with the product and even more impressed with your pitch. Really professional. Well done. Well done.
Yeah. I hope of the founders listening, you'd appreciate it.
Yeah. They will. It's going to be shared with them, everything. Even the transcripts, everything. I promise. But it's really, really nice. So thank you for this amazing introduction. So where it all started, I mean, tell us about the company. Is it like, I understand that you're running an online presence, you have an e-commerce platform. We will talk a lot about that. Tell us a little bit about the business model, where the idea originated, and what's the company's focusing on in terms of the go-to-markets
part of the business. Yeah, so the product was actually designed years ago by our founder, Matt Archiolo. So he's a certified podorethist, which is a foot doctor. And mm-hmm. at the time, he was working with the USA men's Olympic bobsled team. And he was discussing the whole idea with them of like, you know, he had this idea of carbon fiber into insoles. And he was like, hey, if I could make something that helped increase your speed and your push off as you guys are starting, he's like, is that something you would like? And they're like, that's the difference between gold and not finishing. Wow. And so he actually went ahead and designed the insoles that year, put them into their shoes, and they won gold that year. So
wow.
very, very cool, you know, founder story that we have here. And ever since then, we've, you know, just been really marketing it as this insole that is for athletes. It's the number one mm-hmm. athlete for insoles for athletes. You know, the entire company and business model really changed a few years ago in 2022. Okay. Towards the end of the year, we went viral thanks to, you know, our great marketing team. I actually wasn't even on the team until a few months after this happened. Mm-hmm. But they went viral and they realized once they stopped focusing on trying to make this an everything insole for, you know, nurses, doctors, athletes, everything, when they focused on sports and specifically and very specifically basketball and volleyball, it really resonated with our crowd. So we went viral on TikTok towards the end of 2022 and things have been honestly insane since then.
Amazing. Amazing. So the primary effort is like direct to consumers?
Yes. Yeah. That's pretty much the only thing we operate right now is just D2C.
Yes, yes, amazing. So TikTok was like the channel for your growth, right?
I mean, we'll see. I hope it doesn't get banned. It's a great, it's a great tool for our business. Yeah. You know, we have been diversifying for a long time, so in case anything like that does happen. But no, I mean, TikTok was definitely a very big driver of growth for us, especially
interesting.
In the beginning.
Interesting. So you use TikTok for obviously brand awareness, impressions. Obviously, you know, you can use TikTok today for conversion, but share with us, and I know you're operating in a multiple of channels, how your ecosystem of channels looks like.
Yeah, so TikTok's definitely our main channel. We have, I believe, 1.1 million followers on that channel now. And really, it's just been, you know, trying to sell, but not be too salesy, you know, like it's mm-hmm. fun content. It's not like, hey, buy this insole. It does this. It's like, we want to make it fun. We have, our director, or not our director, our VP of marketing now, Drew Archiolo. He's actually the son of Matt, our founder.
Okay.
And he's the genius behind all of the marketing over there, him and, you know, a couple other guys. And they have like a couple series that they do. So one of them is how high will it flip? So they put in the insole into certain basketball shoes, and then they try and see how high they flip. And some of, well, when you put our insole in a shoe, we can make it flip like over 8 feet in the air. So it's definitely like a very entertaining series. So it was really, honestly, it was a genius way of showing the energy return benefits that you get with our insole by doing something unique that people, that really grabs people's attention.
Yes. It's interesting. And obviously it requires some kind of a regulation. I mean, the like the different leagues are asking questions, or does no one care?
No, it's 100% legal. Olympic athletes use it. NFL combine athletes use it. There's no governing body that says you can't use these.
Interesting. Good. So TikTok is a main vehicle. Obviously you have your own site. You're also operating on Amazon. How do you strategize, and how do you plan, definitely from the platform perspective, inventory side, how do I allocate that? And obviously I understand that the marketing budgets are obviously shared between those channels as well, correct?
Yeah. So, I mean, on the site wise, it's something that is definitely a little bit of a pain point for us. You know, we are a higher end product with, you know, $149 price tag. It is for an insole, and something that a lot of people don't even think about in their shoes. I mean, it's almost the price of a pair of shoes. So one of the main issues that we deal with on the site is trying to eliminate skepticism. So we do a lot of A/B testing on the website. It's something I normally have some kind of test running at almost any time. Just trying to make sure we are giving our customers exactly what they want to see first and foremost, and making it very easy to understand. So when I first got brought on about a year ago, we were very reactive. So anytime we got a review that mentioned, hey, what's the difference between, you know, your high-end product and your slightly lower one? It's like, well, oh, let's get that front and center at the homepage. Let's move this. Mm-hmm. And now we're kind of taking a step back and being like, we want to set up the flow for the customer to see. We don't want to just add in a bunch of information, make it too repetitive, make it too overloading. We just want it to be real simple right now. You know, we have a 90-day back money guarantee, so we do stand by our product. And even that sometimes isn't enough for people. They're just like, I don't know if it works. It's like, well, you can try it for 90 days. There's nothing, you can return it at any time for whatever reason. So, you know, that's something that we're always trying to work on is, you know, it does sound, you know, we spoke about it a little bit before, but a little snake oily salesman of, hey, put this thing in your shoe and you can jump higher and run faster. But it's, you know, it's a new technology that people are not familiar with, and people are skeptical on it. But it truly does work. And we've seen fantastic results from people using this product.
Yes. So obviously D2C, but there are a few segments, right? So professional athletes, I think we understand the benefits and the values. But regular people, like with some orthopedic problems or anything, what's the messaging for this type of consumers?
Yeah. So, I mean, again, it's a tough thing to say because we truly believe our product is made for everybody. Mm-hmm. You know, we're focusing on athletes right now because that's where we feel like we can give the most benefits. But this is a great product for anybody who has flat feet, plantar fasciitis, shin splints, whatever. If you have knee problems, back problems. Yeah. You know, I have bad knees personally. I have them in all of my shoes now, and I'm spoiled. I don't like the feeling of my shoes without Victory insoles in them at this time.
You get some special pricing from the...
We'll hook you up. And I get to, you know, reap the benefits of working for them.
Yeah, sure. And the family and the extended family.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, we're a Victory Insole household family now.
Okay, good. So all the employees are marketeers as well, right?
So exactly. Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, it's tough. We do want to, you know, really get this in the hands of everybody. And we've had some fantastic reviews and stories from people that, you know, have had 10 to 20 surgeries on their feet. They'll fly in because Matt actually owns a shoe store in Milford, Connecticut, where we're headquartered. Mm-hmm. And people will fly in from states away. So we had a girl fly in from Hawaii just to have her feet looked at by him and get a pair of custom Victory insoles for her. And she feels fantastic out on the field again. So, you know, those types of stories of like, basically we're helping, you know, get people back on their feet is, you know, one of the reasons why we do it. We love it.
Yes. So you can get the Victory insoles, I mean, as a standalone product based on obviously a foot size or something, but you can also customize them, right?
Yeah. So every pair of just regular Victory insoles is already customized to you. So not only are we taking in your shoe size and that kind of stuff, but we're taking in your weight. We're taking in the type of sport that you're playing and your age. So all of that goes into how thick of a base plate you're going to have. So someone that's 130 pounds isn't going to have the same type of base plate that a 250 pound athlete is, you know. Got they're it. Not going to, so it's all customized there. But then we also offer a completely customized one that is molded to your shoe, where we send you a box, you put in your shoe imprint, and then we send it back. That's our Platinum Victory Custom Orthotics. Yeah.
So the whole process can be experienced or performed online, right? You ship the box.
Yep.
What they do with the box or how it works.
So these are just the Platinums, the regular gold VKs. Those are just, they come in your regular box. You try them on. If you need to exchange anything, we give you a free return label. You can exchange it. And, you know, sometimes it doesn't fit into your shoe quite as good. You just exchange it for a slightly different size. Mm-hmm. But with the custom Platinum orthotics, those are, we send you a molded box to your house. You step in the mold. And then you send it back to us. We use a machine to completely customize a top cover to your foot. And then we put our, you know, patented carbon fiber base on the bottom.
Interesting. So you mentioned the foot size, the age, the type of sport that you know, practice. So it's kind of, we have a lot of variation, right? In every type of,
Lots. So that's why it's tough that, you know, kind of go into a retail. It's, you'd have hundreds of SKUs for it just because it goes between different ones. So it's definitely a D2C product right now.
Got it. Yeah. This was my next question, by the way, about offline, right? If you're planning retail.
We've talked about it. Not really at this point. You know, our silver Victory insole is a little bit less customized than our gold. Okay. And we've kind of thought about maybe that being, you know, potential retail one. But yeah, I mean, right now it's just tough with how many different SKUs you'd have and stuff. It really just is better to live online right now.
Yes. You mentioned about trying to be more proactive in terms of customer journeys in the website, not be reactive whenever the questions that comes up and change accordingly, which makes a lot of sense. And obviously it shows that you are more mature in the data that you have and the information of how your consumers are expecting to purchase. But how do you make those decisions? I mean, what information do you collect and how do you take decisions around this topic?
Yeah, so I A/B test pretty much everything before we put it on the site. We use Shopify as our platform. So one of the tests that, or one of the tools I use is called Shoplift. So I'll basically make, I'll have our page the way it is, and then I'll make changes to it, and I'll split the traffic that goes to that page 50-50 for one half of the other, one half to the new. And I'm just looking for results. So I'm looking at, you know, the conversion rate on that page. I'm looking for the revenue that it drives. I'm looking for how long people are engaged on that page. And, you know, just looking at that kind of data. And that's how I, you know, make my decision. So if I see an incremental lift of, you know, 3%, this page converted 3% better, it's like, oh, okay, that's great. Yeah. So, you know, one thing that I've personally noticed for our brand, you know, we talked about a little earlier, is of eliminating skepticism. Anytime I moved any reviews up higher onto the page to see, for the customers to see it first or quicker, it performed better every single time. So, we originally had reviews a little bit further down on the page, but once we moved that like right to the set, the first thing you almost see, it started performing a lot better, converting at a higher rate.
And how, anytime you do these changes, and it sounds that you do quite a lot of changes on an ongoing basis, this is kind of easy, or are you using an agency, or Shopify provide you tools like a theme builder or something to create all these implementations on an ongoing basis?
Yeah, so we have a web developer who works with us, and then we also have a designer as well. So we'll kind of work on what we kind of envision the page looking in, you know, really acting, and then we'll test it after that. So we have an idea of like what we want to do before we actually make the test. And then when it comes to like other smaller things and stuff like that, it's really easy. Shoplift makes it incredibly easy to actually just change little things. It's like you're just changing like a regular, you know, stuff on your theme anyway. Not really like coding or anything.
Yeah. And what about, I mean, user experience is a big topic, and I think you're obviously testing a lot. In terms of the marketing messages and, you know, reducing skepticism, as you said, are you making updates as well to change for different scripts, for different messages?
Yeah. Yeah, it's definitely, I mean, I would say our core messaging, you know, jump higher, run faster, protect from injury is like kind of our main taglines that we're not really messing with. But in terms of, you know, we've really seen that our product is really built for younger athletes. So our teenagers to our young 20s is our bread and butter. Yeah. And so that's, we've kind of found that they care more about performing better than they do about preventing the injury. That's almost like just a bonus for them. Okay. But a lot of the times people buying this product are actually the parents, and they care more about the preventing the injury from increasing it.
Yes.
So, you know, it's something that, you know, we've kind of messed around with even in our paid advertising and stuff. It's something that I'm pretty excited about with like AI just in general, because you can, you know, give people different pages and stuff that they are based on, you know, their behaviors in the past. So we could see something like, oh, this is an older person coming to our site. Let's show them more injury protection type of stuff. Oh, this is a younger audience. Let's show them more performance based, because that's going to help sell them. So it's pretty interesting to see, you know, what AI is going to be coming out with the next couple of years.
Yes, yes. And you mentioned AI and the use case of this personalized page, right? This is something that you do today?
It's not entirely. It's something we are doing little tests and stuff with. You know, we do have like SMS where we do have some like AI that's, you know, when you're talking to us, maybe a little discount to help you push you along, things like that. And then, yeah, on our pages, we are setting up with a couple companies here moving forward in the next couple months to help sequence, you know, or sort out different people based on the traffic to different pages.
What are your thoughts about AI in e-commerce, and where do you think it's heading?
Oh, I think you got to use it at this point.
It's not going anywhere, right?
It's definitely not going anywhere. And honestly, it makes your job much easier. It really does. I know it's like a scary new thing where people are, you know, hesitant about it, but you know, it really does make your lives a lot easier. And that's what we're here in e-commerce is trying to do, is you want to sell more online. It's easy. So
yes. Yes. So in what respect do you see this actually implemented in your environment? Is it more on introducing quickly new features, or it's on the cost reduction side, on the staffing side, how do you see this evolving?
I'm definitely on all phases. Yeah. I think it's going to come everywhere. It's right now for us personally, I think it is features and look and feel on our site first, mm-hmm. but it's definitely going to make its way onto everything else in the back end, cost reductions, you know, everything like that.
By the way, I love your website.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
It's want great. To buy. What do I buy?
Great. I hope some people that work
lot,
with are listening.
Me, I see a lot.
It yeah.
Looks really good. Well done. Well done.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
So how the customer journey, I mean, happens? What are the, you know, time to purchase? What are the major milestones or within this process?
Yeah, so our customer journey is pretty unique. Like I said, you know, teenagers make up a huge portion of our, you know, our market. Mm-hmm. And it really starts with social media. So people see us on social either or on organic or our paid ads. They get a little interested. So they come to our site. They look around and they're like, hey, this is pretty cool. Let me send, you know, oh, it's $150. Well, it's got to go to the parents because yeah. they got to buy it. I'm not spending $150 of my money on it. So sure. they go to mom or dad and they see if they'll make the purchase for them. But yeah, I mean, so, you know, talking on that, it's also, you know, very interesting to think, like, I look at conversion rate a lot of, you know, like, oh, this, our conversion rate needs to be higher. But for us, conversion rate isn't a really great metric to look at, because I'd probably say, you know, close to half the people that come to our site are not coming to actually make that purchase right away. They're coming to look at it and then send it right over to their parents. Mm-hmm. So it's always about, you know, kind of taking your own metrics that you think are more important. But yeah, I mean, the customer journey definitely starts on social with the young athlete who sees it, shows it to their parents, and then they hopefully, you know, go make the purchase for them.
Okay, so what happens if you can be like a fly on a wall during this meeting that the teenager comes to his parents? What happens in this discussion?
Usually? So we see it all the time. You know, we go to this camp called Rivals, and this is like a mini NFL combine, but it's for kids going into college. Mm-hmm. So, you know, they get their vert, their speed, they do drills and stuff like that. And we have a little booth set where we try and sell and, you know, just get our name out there. And exactly what happens is the kids see it and they're like, oh, I've seen this. I see the shoe flip on social. They're like, oh, that these are awesome. And so they bring them over, and then we talk to the parents and they're like, well, what is this? You know, it's $150 insole. And then, you know, we give them the spiel of, you know, it returns your energy like a spring, you know, it jumps higher, run faster, and it helps protect from injury. You know, once people though really get these in their hands, the sale is almost done for them or for us, just because it is an incredibly unique product. And once you do put it into your shoes, you feel an immediate difference. And mm-hmm. the look on these kids' faces when they put them in, then they're like, oh man, like they feel bouncy, they feel lighter. And then the parents look at them and they're like, oh, like you really like these. And they're like, yeah, like these are really good. And so, you know, really, really getting them into their shoes sells it for us. Because it is, like I said, it really is an incredible product and not something that you'd normally think about, but it, you know, you got to take care of your feet.
Wow. It's really amazing journey. I mean, obviously the parents are paying, but they're not aware that they need such a product until, you know, the kid comes and say, hey, I need it. Right.
Exactly. You know, kids are good at that. They're good at saying, hey, I need this.
Really interesting. Really interesting. So in terms of the current Shopify Plus implementation that you have, this is something that was there from day one, or it was switched to a different platform? Yeah, it's from the
get-go. they've been with Shopify for years now.
Yes, obviously, probably they took a very good decision day one.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, Shopify is great. It does exactly what we need it to be. We don't need it to be anything super crazy. Mm-hmm. You know, it does exactly what we need it.
Great. And in terms of some of the marketing activities that you do, obviously you mentioned paid media, you mentioned the TikTok effect, right? What else are you also working with influencers, or what in general the type of marketing activities that you found, you know, valuable and do you do?
So influencer marketing is a giant part of our budget. We actually just increased it by, I I think close to 100% compared to last year's.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's, we have probably hundreds of influencers that we work with.
Really?
Wow. Especially right now in today's like kind of climate with social and everything. You know, that's what people want to see. Yeah. Exactly. Like, yeah, people want to see people that they trust and they like online, and they want to see an honest opinion from it. So a lot of our stuff, you know, I wouldn't call them micro influencers, but, you know, they have their 15, their 20,000 influencers mm-hmm. and their followers. Mm-hmm. And, you know, those just perform so incredibly well for us. You know, we have a kid who's like just a high school volleyball player in California, and he's amazing. His content is great. People love him. Like, his little promo code generates thousands of revenue for us. Wow. Like, it's awesome. And so, you know, kids really, especially younger audiences, want to see their other, you know, their peers using and seeing this type of stuff and talking about it. So yeah, influencer marketing, in addition to, you know, all of our paid and all the classic channels that you would talk about, influencer marketing is a huge portion of that for us.
Great. And probably you are building more of a longer term relationship with those influencers, right? They are becoming like a brand advisors. They're probably helping you with new launches. It's much more than, right?
Oh yeah. No, we've been working with some influencers for a couple of years, some that just started. We have them across every different sport too. You know, we have basketball, volleyball, football, track. We really have, you know, soccer influencers. We have everything. We're starting to actually build out our own channels unique to each one of those sports. So Victory in volleyball, Victory in soccer, mm-hmm. and stuff like that. So yeah, I mean, it's huge. It's a giant portion, and I only see us committing more to influencers over the next couple of years.
And that growth specifically with influencers is because of the cookie deprecation or some other things, but you found it's the most ROI, you know, channel ROI.
Yeah. Device. Yeah. I mean, honestly, you can't touch it for us. You know, our just CPMs and stuff with that kind of stuff, the amount of eyes that we get for sometimes what we pay for is crazy. You know, and we take a lot of pride in the influencers that we work with, because we want people that genuinely love our product and want to use it. And that's who we've really found. You know, we have the best relationships with is people that really love the product, that they come to us with ideas of like for videos and stuff. And we're like, oh, that's a great idea. Mm-hmm. You know, we don't want to handhold you through the entire process and be like, oh, make this type of video. Don't just be like, I love Victory Insoles and hold it up and be like, that's, you know, that's not the way that, you know, influencer marketing works anymore. It did a few years ago, but you need to be clever now. You need to have, you know, you need to disguise these quote unquote ads as fun content. So, you know, working with people who actually like the product and enjoy working with us, it is our best relationships.
Nice. What else on the marketing side that you are doing?
I mean, we have our regular search, you know, our Google stuff, we have Meta, we have TikTok. But I would say one thing that we just did, which was our, you know, one of our biggest activations to date, was one of our athletes, Mac McClung, who just repeated as dunk champion. So we worked with him last year, right before he went to the dunk contest, and we had great results. So it was the most searched time in the company's history on Google for those first few days where people didn't know anything about us. Wow. And then this year we wanted to go really big as he was coming back. So we launched, you know, a couple weeks before, we had a couple riddles and everything, but we launched this $500,000 Mac Souls giveaway. So we just gave away $500,000 worth of these customized limited edition Mac Victory insoles. And you know, we had, I think the final number was like 156,000 people try and sign up to win a free pair. So that was definitely one of our coolest and, you know, our most recent activation that we just got done basically a month ago. And, you know, now we have 156,000 more people to market to, you know, through email that we didn't have before.
Amazing. Really amazing. What about social commerce, shoppable media, all these new trends? Are you experimenting or considering selling on social?
So it with our with how customized our product is, it doesn't really work like that right now. So we've tried like TikTok Shop, but it's just the way that they have it set up. It's not like a, hey, just add to cart. We can't do that with our product. We, you know, like I said, we need to know your weight, your sport, your shoe size. It just doesn't really.
You can't get to this level of granularity.
Exactly. Platform. Yeah. Yeah. So right now, I mean, with how big we are in social, of course, that's, we want to be able to sell, but you know, it's, we're probably a year or two out from when it's, at, would be, you know, available to us.
Interesting. Wow. Look, I mean, Ryan, I see you throughout this interview and you, I mean, you are smiling all the way through. So I think you really like this stuff, right?
I couldn't be happier with the job that I have now, the people I work with. You know, I know it's a cliche to kind of say all that, but I've been looking for this job for a while. The people and the team that we have is second to none. I, you know, we really have a good time and we all work really hard. It's been fantastic. Nice. And, you know, it's nice working for, you know, a product and a company that you really believe in. You know, it makes working easy, honestly.
But this was probably completely different when you introduced the opportunity of working with Victory, right? Probably it sounds strange at the beginning, but now it's like completely the other way around, right?
Yeah, yeah. It was odd, you know, interviewing and being like, oh, what, you make a carbon fiber insole that makes you run faster and jump higher? And I was like, okay. It's like, okay, is this a scam? I was like, I'm cool. I'll sell a scam. That's fine. You know, I don't want to, but I want a new job. So sure. It's like, but they're like, no, like this is incredible. They gave me research. They gave me a pair of insoles. And I was a believer as soon as I put them in my shoes. And I truly do believe
that,
you know,
best experience. Yeah,
it is. It's great.
Nice. Ryan, what are you proud of in your career?
Oh, that's a good question. So I'm very proud of, you know, I'm really self-taught in everything. You know, I went to school for biology. So biological sciences at Texas Tech. So, you know, obviously not really using that piece of paper. Mm-hmm. But, you know, probably like almost 10 years ago, my stepdad was working with this brewing company. It's called Twisted X Brewing Company. And he needed somebody to help design some beer cans. And he asked if I knew anybody. And I was like, I think I could do it. I was like, give me the weekend to learn Adobe Illustrator. And I was like, I think I'll be able to do it. And so, you know, I spent the whole weekend learning how to do that. Ended up designing, I think, like 8 to 9 beer cans for them. And then went over to take over their social media and design their website. Wow. And, you know, that's just kind of how I got started in my career was, you know, I started designing beer cans and then they were like, hey, our website kind of stinks. Do you know anything about that? And I was like, yeah, I could do that. And so I started learning how to build a website. And then they're like, oh, well, our social media, we need some help with. I was like, yeah, sure. It seems easy enough. And, you know, started to do that. So, you know, definitely picking up a bunch of new stuff and with having no experience and just learning as you go was something I really liked and very proud of.
Wow, it's really great. I mean, you have that mentality of always do more than what you have been paid for, right?
So, exactly. Yeah. I think that's what you got to do. You know, it's good work.
Look, but if we look also at the future of jobs, right, in e-commerce or probably any other industry, that continuous learning and self-learning is a must, right?
Yeah, definitely. No, I mean, I think you should always be trying to learn something new, you know, teach yourself something new, get yourself out of your comfort zone, because that's when you learn and you grow.
Yeah. And hey, try to find a college or university where you can make a degree in e-commerce. It's not easy. Not easy to find.
Yeah, exactly.
Not easy to find. Great, Ryan. So we are at the fun fact part of the episode.
All right.
Okay, so we'd love to hear some interesting story about you.
Yeah, so it's about 5, 6, or 7 years ago, my friend asked me if I wanted to buy a school bus and turn it into an RV and travel around the country. And I laughed at him. I was like, yeah, man, that sounds like a great idea. Like, what are you're going through a midlife crisis already at age 25? And he's just like, no. And he's like, no, I'm dead serious. And he like explained, he's like, look, I found a bus for $2,500 and it's in good shape. He's like, and I think we could build it. And I was like, all right. And so I got off the phone. An hour later, I called him and I was like, you know what? I'm just going to do it. And so we bought the bus literally the next day. And we spent about 8 or 9 months turning it into an RV, teaching ourselves the whole way. Like, we weren't carpenters, we weren't electricians or plumbers doing any of this. So, you know, we learned and taught ourselves how to do everything. And then we traveled around the country for 4 months in the bus.
Wow.
Hitting
amazing.
You know, yeah, we went to 23 different national parks, countless state parks, national monuments, cities. You know, we started in Texas. We hit every state west of Texas. And yeah, it was an incredible time.
Wow. That bus is still around, still working?
Unfortunately, it's not. It's harder to stow and keep a bus than you would think. You can't just park it on the side of the road, because then you get little warnings and they're like, hey, you have to move this school bus. And we're like, mm-hmm. Well, what do we do with it? And we're like, well, we want to keep it. And I was like, well, we're not really going anywhere in it. So, you know, we couldn't just keep it for like weekend trips like we wanted to anymore. So we ended up having to sell it, but it lives with me in spirit.
So it was a good flip at the end of the day also.
I mean, we lost a couple $1,000, but actually not, not bad for, you know, didn't break the bank completely.
Yes. By the way, you have pictures or videos you can share?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay. I'd love to. I'll put it in the show notes. So please
do. Oh, yeah. 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 Well,
Ryan, great. Anything else you want to add?
No. I really appreciate everything. This was, thanks very much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Yeah. It was really, really interesting. Really love the product. Thank you so much. I really enjoyed it. See you soon.
Ryan. Awesome. Thanks, Eitan.
Bye-bye. Thank you for joining us on this episode. Your support means the world to us. If today's episode has been insightful for you, consider sharing it with someone who would also benefit. Even one share can make a big difference. Looking to elevate your e-commerce game? Discover Vimi, a multi-channel e-commerce platform that will transform your business with the power of shoppable video. Visit us at vimi.net to learn more. It's Vimi, V-I-M-M-I.net. Thank you for being part of our journey. Stay tuned for more invaluable insights in our next episode.